Well, this day is the day we remember and commemorate Jesus' passion. We call it Good Friday, of course, because of the result of it. But the actual events, could be said to not be all that good. The cross has become a symbol of our faith, and so we find it beautiful. But of course, it was not. It was a symbol of execution. It was a symbol not of just of execution, but of humiliation. It was the most public way. You would often hang there for quite some time, and the people were invited to ridicule you as they did with Jesus. But as Jesus does, he turns things around. And so the cross became for us a symbol of our faith. The cross became a symbol of life. The cross became a symbol of the love that God has for us, that Jesus has for us. Jesus, God made flesh. But we want to remember, and the reading from Isaiah kind of reminds us of all of the humiliation and the pain that Jesus went through. But he did so willingly. That's one of John's goals in his passion narrative, is that Jesus is above it all, if you will, not above it all so much as willing to do it. He even has the detail of carrying the cross by himself. And that's not to say that the ones where he has help are incorrect, but John is interested to show that. And Jesus, at the end, says, "It is finished." Not in the sense of he is through it with his work, but in the sense that he has completed his work. This completes this mission, if you will, or this part of the mission of his earthly time here, because the next is the resurrection, which we celebrate in just a couple of days. But today we venerate the cross, because the cross is the symbol now, not of death, but of life. It is the symbol of Jesus Christ, symbol of his kingdom, the symbol of the love that God has for us in the person of Jesus Christ, who gave himself up willingly so that we may live.